Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. It is a great day when Nicolas Cage is actually linked to one of the big stories in the news, and he has a brand new movie that is out today. It is a Western. Sound intriguing. We will be reviewing The Old Way and more coming up on the Michael Medved Show. But first, something a good deal more serious, more contemporary, and more pressing, which is the problem of mental illness and the homeless population in the United States. And what do you do about helping people who don't want to be helped? That was an issue that was raised with extraordinary eloquence in one of the most moving columns I've read recently in the New York Times. It was a column by Hilary DeVries, who is an award-winning novelist, journalist, a screenwriter. She writes about her own sister and the way that people like her sister, who is mentally ill. She is not homeless, but she's not homeless because Hilary acts as her guardian. What do you do about people who can't take care of themselves but don't recognize that they need medical help? Hilary DeVries, thank you very much for joining us on the show.
Good to be with you.
Your sister, you insist that she's not homeless, but you describe her situation. You've arranged lodgings for her for years now, haven't you?
Well, yes. I mean, there was a previous guardian who did rent an apartment in New York for her for several years, but every time the lease came up, she was asked to leave. I would just say that she's become much more difficult to house because she's sicker now. I mean, that's the thing. Without adequate and consistent medical treatment, including medication, there's a deterioration. And so the way my sister lives now, she's not capable of living without supervision, whereas in 2012, she was. And so within those 10 years, she's become worse, and it's become much more acute. And so, yes, housing for her is the most difficult challenge that I have in taking care of her, which just, it's frightening to me, actually. And then when she was hospitalized, talking to the social worker and the psychiatrist, I understand they're not in the business of housing, but I mean, my question, what I was trying to raise in the essay was, where are the social service, resources that I can access as a layperson to help keep my sister housed? And they just simply don't exist in sufficient quantities at this point. And so I've been fortunate enough to find, a landlord who is compassionate enough and understanding enough and willing to work with me and my sister to keep her housed. But, there's limits to that. And so she's on a knife edge in that regard. And so it's no mystery to me why there are so many homeless, mentally ill. And that's why I just decided, once I saw that the mayor said, okay, this isn't working for the city of New York, for the people who have to step around the homeless, mentally ill, ride with them on the subways, and it's certainly not working for the mentally ill, how do we help them? And I just thought, I've been dealing with this for, 18 years now, and I'm willing to put my hand up and say, I echo that. This just is not working. And here's how it is on a personal level. It's just very, very, very challenging.
May I ask how old your sister is now?
She is in her 60s.
And how long has she been incapacitated? How long has she been?
Well, it started in 2018 and 2004 when she was first involuntarily hospitalized briefly. And she was released, and she was more coherent at the time, and she was said she was willing to comply with outpatient treatment, but it became worse. And as the essay, I explained in the essay, that she, unbeknownst to her family, she stopped paying her mortgage and her monthly co-op fees. And so I was totally unaware of this until I got a phone call in 2009. I vividly remember this. It was one of my sister's friends who said, your sister is here, and she's been evicted. And I, you know, she got on the phone and she told me it's a hoax. It's a hoax. And I took off a couple months from my work as a journalist and really reported on what had happened to her. And I wound up finding the bank and talked to the co-op board. And, I mean, it was very distressing to me that my sister had lived there almost 20 years, and the co-op board obviously knew that she was having financial problems. And instead of reaching out to us, you know, they just sold them to a real estate speculator who evicted her. And so it took a long time for us. We had to hire a law firm, a real estate law firm, to get her back in with a stay and fight that and reach a settlement with the real estate speculator. And that was the other thing I was trying to say in the essay, which is the amount of effort that our family had to put together over a three-year period. I just don't know how many families have the wherewithal or the financial resources, and we are not wealthy by any means, but that's what we had to do in order to keep her housed. And that's what I'm saying. It's not mystery to me why all these people are on the street, because most of them's families just can't do it. I mean, it's just impossible.
Let me understand where you're coming from here, because you mentioned that your sister would often, generally, refuse medication. Do you have any indication that there is medication that would help her?
Yes. Oh, yes. And when
she refuses to take it
in a hospital setting, and when she's much better. She's calmer. The mania, I mean, when you have schizoaffective disorder, it means you have elements of schizophrenia, but also a mood disorder. And so the antipsychotics and the mood stabilizers that she takes just levels her out. So she's not so enraged, and she doesn't fly off the handle. She isn't screaming about things that aren't real. I mean, she's just calmer, and she's able to live more safely in an environment. But when she's so manic and so angry, it's frightening. And so, yes, there is medication, and that's why I said in the piece that there, even in the 10 years when she was previously hospital, there are now long-acting injectable antipsychotics that remove the need for daily compliance with an oral medication, because the nature of the illness is that they don't, it prevents them from acknowledging that they have this problem. I mean, that's why I said my sister is trapped in a reality distortion field from which she cannot escape without the medication, which she perversely refuses. And so it does come down in this country to a question of, you know, the civil rights of mentally ill versus what is tolerable within the community. And this is, you know, it's a very divisive issue. And I think that people that don't have personal experience with a mentally ill person don't really understand that.
Well, again, I think any of us who actually live in a big city with a major homeless population, it's very hard not to be instinctively supportive of what Mayor Eric Adams is trying to do, which is beginning a big push for involuntary hospitalization for people who are severely mentally ill. It's not kind or merciful to those people to allow them to live on the streets, is it?
No, it's not. And this is my argument to my sister, which is, okay, you don't want to take medication, but then is it my responsibility to keep you from the ramifications of you not taking medication? I mean, taken to the extreme degree, she would be on the street. So that's why I'm like, I'm the last barrier between that. But yes, I agree with you, and I think that's what I'm saying. People that don't have direct experience with the mentally ill tend to just go, oh, it's their right to decide if they want to be treated or not, as if they were saying, I want to be treated for cancer or diabetes or anything that doesn't affect their ability to think rationally and clearly. And my sister does not have that ability.
And so if you can hang on with us for a moment, Hillary,
yeah.
What I would like to talk about is, as a national problem, with literally hundreds of thousands of people in the same kind of situation your sister is in, what do we do? How do we need to change course? Because clearly what we're doing and the literally billions that is being pumped into this problem has not been particularly helpful or effective. We will be right back with Hillary DeVries coming up on The MedVed Show.
The Michael MedVed Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Medved show, homelessness is a national problem. It is just about everywhere, certainly all major urban centers. People know about the problem in Los Angeles and in Seattle and in New York City, but it is a truly national problem, and one of the problems with it is how do you combine both some concern for the public and concern for the people who are living on the streets or in parks. And one of the points that Hillary DeVries makes is that obviously this is a tremendous burden and a tremendously painful situation for families. What could we be doing better as a society to cope with people who, like your sister, are severely mentally ill and otherwise could not, except for the help of, in her case, her family, find a domicile to accommodate them?
Well, I think what I learned over these 18 years that if we were able to stay engaged with my sister and her care and had more opportunities for us to access state-supported services, this would have gone better, you know. And that's why I'm excited about what the California legislature has just passed, this CARE program. And it sets up new civil courts where family members can apply to those courts for mandated judicial-ordered outpatient treatment care for their mentally ill family members. So first of all, it opens the door to people like me to say, hey, I'm concerned about my family member. I want to keep them off the street. Give me the resources that I can be engaged and help do this. And so the courts are saying, yes, come to us. We will review this. But then they're also providing additional resources and coordination among the various social service agencies, including housing, including care, including, you know, whatever state-supported housing they can provide. It's providing a more organized and integrated system that is accessible by family members. And I understand that this is being looked at as possibly a new model for state-supported mental health care, and I'll be very curious to see how it works because it is just starting this month in California.
Is there any
New York doesn't really have that right now.
Is there any provision in the California reform for people who resist medication?
Yes, that's exactly what it's designed to do. It's to say this person keeps living on the street, and then sometimes they come and stay with me, and other times I can't even find them, and then I suddenly learn that they're in the hospital, and the hospital won't even confirm that they're there. So that's where it is to say, okay, we need an ordered treatment from a judge to say, okay, this is what you as the ill person must comply with. And that was what I was trying to get for my sister in New York, because they have this program called Assisted Outpatient Treatment. But the bar to entry is so high that it basically precludes me as a family member from accessing it. They'll consider the petition if it comes from a hospital physician who says, yeah, we've seen this woman, you know, five times in hospitalizations and she doesn't comply, so now we need mandated care, which means that if they don't comply, they don't show up to appointments, that anyone can call and say, you know, she needs to go, and then the hospital will send their mobile crisis team, or in worst-case scenario, you can call 911 and they'll take them for, you know. But, again, they will not mandate. They'll mandate appointments and care, seeing a doctor, but they can't mandate medication over objection. Medication over objection, at least in New York, is limited to an inpatient setting. And, again, the physicians have to go to a judge and request that the judge approve that for them to do it. So it's very, very, very challenging in this country with the Constitution that we have to medicate people against their will. And most people's visceral reaction as lay people are like, no, you don't want to have to force people to take medication. So it's a very, very, very hard problem. And I'm very interested in learning about what other countries, presumably Scandinavia, I think there's a very good program in Italy, on how they are able to work with the mentally ill and provide better services that perhaps get better compliance on medication. I just think that this country has a certain limitations imposed by our attitudes towards illness and by our constitution that gives us a high degree of civil autonomy. And so, as a consequence, you know, we have a lot of homeless people who are mentally ill.
Well, when you're looking at Europe for a model or elsewhere, of course that's worth doing. But it's also worth looking back in American history because...
Yes. It all started with Reagan, right, when the state hospitals were closed. Now, a lot of people...
Correct.
Say, okay,
I mean, the numbers are astonishing when you look at them. And the real numbers, we had 500,000... inpatients at state mental hospitals in 1957.
Yeah.
And today that number is down to 50,000. And it's not because people are so much healthier in terms of mental health. It's because they've all been turned out onto the streets.
Right.
And the deinstitutionalization, which was meant to be such a triumph of budgetary wisdom combined with compassion for the mentally ill, it hasn't worked. It hasn't worked for people like your sister. The commitment, it seems to me, rather than, quote, building housing and the idea that housing first and that's the way you do it, is building hospitals, because taking people and warehousing them in government-provided housing is, well, again, we've seen what's happened with some of the public housing projects, which don't work out very well, because the problem is not simply people's surroundings or where they happen to live. It has to do with the people's mental health.
Well, correct, because the homeless population is not monolithic. You have homeless families, single mothers with children, because they simply can't afford the market rents. Okay, so that's one problem. Those people are pretty easy to house if you have sufficient housing stock that's affordable. That's one big problem. But then you have the mentally ill homeless, who are an entirely different problem. And simply saying that all we need is housing and that solves both problems, absolutely incorrect. Because if you put my sister in a house without supervision, it will be ruined. I mean, it will be like a homeless camp indoors. And I'm not saying that to be unkind to my sister. I'm just saying that's the reality of the illness.
You were telling us she adopts stray animals, right, and brings them in
with
her?
Which is heartbreaking, because she wants a pet. She wants a companion. Because mental illness is very, very isolating. So I can understand why mentally ill homeless people enjoy those their camp encampments, because there's a community there. Everyone wants to be known, you know, and recognized for who they are, even in their, you know, blinkered sense of themselves. And so I understand why they get. My sister is very committed to her routine every day.
We are committed to our routine as well, and unfortunately we're out of time with Hilary DeVries. Her column was posted from the New York Times, and I appreciate your contributions, and may your sister have easier times, and you as well. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today is the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. A human error is to blame for the FAA system failure that grounded thousands of flights across the nation earlier this week. Officials with the FAA believe the major outage was caused by someone who didn't follow proper procedure while accessing the Notice to Air Missions system on Wednesday. The error damaged a data file within the over 30-year-old computer system. At least 9 people are dead, more injured after tornadoes ripped through Alabama and Georgia. National Weather Service said some of the worst damage is in Selma, Alabama. Voters in New York's 3rd Congressional District are launching a campaign to find embattled Congressman George Santos. Residents and Democratic legislator Josh LaFazan says Santos is in hiding.
You don't get away with being the biggest. biggest fraud in modern American political history.
Santos' office in Douglaston looks vacant. Dave Collins, USA News.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Are you lonesome tonight? Do you miss me tonight? Are you sorry we drifted?
And on the Michael Medved Show, the voice of Elvis Presley, he's in the news again, not just because Austin Butler won the Best Actor in a Drama Golden Globe Award for portraying Elvis in that Baz Luhrmann film, but because his only child, his daughter Lisa Marie Presley, died at age 54. The tragedy, as everyone has observed, has been a big part of her family history. Elvis died at age 42 in 1977, and he was so much a part of the fixture of anybody who grew up in the 50s or 60s that it's hard to believe that it was that long ago and that he was that young when he passed away. And Lisa Marie Presley, daughter of Priscilla and Elvis, had a son who died of suicide in July of 2020. The TMZ report says that Lisa Marie went into cardiac arrest at her home and was put on life support with a temporary pacemaker at the hospital. A source close to the situation said the musician was put in a medically induced coma before being pronounced dead. Amazingly, just 2 days ago, Lisa Marie with her mother Priscilla Presley attended the 2023 Golden Globes, where Austin Butler took home the Best Actor in a Drama Motion Picture Award for that portrayal of Elvis for in the Baz Luhrmann biopic Elvis. By the way, no particularly honors for Tom Hanks, who had the unfortunate job of trying to play Colonel Parker, and lots of criticism for Tom Hanks' role in that film. A flashback. On September 9th of 1994, Michael Jackson came out and for the Video Music Awards, and he had a long kiss with Lisa Marie Presley, which made national news. She got married to Michael Jackson at one point. It sounded like this on September 9th, 1994.
Welcome to the MTV Video Music Awards. I'm very happy to be here. And just think, nobody thought this would last.
And, yeah, the crowd went wild. She was also Lisa Marie Presley, at one point married to Nicolas Cage, who is the star of a film that we're going to be reviewing coming up. Nicolas Cage has actually had five wives. As someone who has not had that varied experience, but he's had three, is the former president of the United States. And he's in the news for several reasons. I mean, not just because of all the talk about presidential documents and classified documents in unauthorized places, but because, as the New York Post reports, a Manhattan judge ordered former President Donald Trump's family business to pay $1.6 million in fines. That order came down today. That's the maximum allowable for the Trump Organization's conviction on 17 counts of fraud last month. Judge Juan Merchan imposed fines on two Trump Organization subsidiaries. The Trump Corporation fined $810,000 and the Trump Payroll Corporation fined $800,000. The fine is the maximum penalty for the convictions last month that is allowable under the law. The company's conduct, said the Assistant District Attorney Joshua Steinglass, can only be described as egregious. To avoid detection, they simply falsified the records, he said of Trump Organization execs. A number of these actions were implicitly sanctioned from the top down. That means Mr. Trump, President Trump. Prosecutors argued at that trial that for 15 years, the Trump Organization helped top execs dodge income taxes on off-book benefits, that including rent, high-end cars, and private school tuition. Trump Organization CFO Alan Weisselberg is going to be serving at Rikers Island, which is not a pleasant prison, 5 months. He admitted to accepting over $1.7 million in off-the-books compensation from the company in order to avoid taxes, including a rent-free Manhattan apartment, and pleaded guilty to 15 tax evasion felonies. The former CEO was sentenced to 5 months in Rikers on Tuesday of this week. The statement from the prosecutors said that both the statement actually from the defense said that both Weisselberg and the former president were targeted by, quote, politically motivated prosecutors on a never-ending witch hunt. The company asked for 30 days to pay the fine. The judge ordered it to pay in 14 days. The company's fine will be barely a dent in the bottom line for an enterprise with a global portfolio of golf courses, hotels, and development deals. It could face more trouble outside of court due to the reputational damage, such as difficulty finding new deals and business partners. The Attorney General, meanwhile, in New York State, Letitia James, is suing Trump and the Trump Organization on different charges, alleging they misled banks and others about the value of its many assets, a practice slammed as the art of the steal. James is asking a court to ban Trump and his three eldest children from even running any New York-based business, and is seeking to fine them at least $250 million. So this is severely more serious. A judge has set an October trial date. As a preliminary measure, he appointed a monitor for the company while the case is pending. And meanwhile, a Chicago mom who was late to pick up her children from school a few times last year got a nasty surprise, a letter informing her she was under investigation by the Department of Children and Family Services. While this may seem like an overreaction, parents can come under government scrutiny for minor mistakes. And it can be the result of draconian school policies. Last September, Teresa Razak, a single mother of four, received a letter from the Illinois DCFS after she was late to pick up two of her children from school several times. Razak freely admits she was late to pick up her kids. It wasn't a common occurrence. On Tuesday, she told NBC that she was late maybe four times. However, it didn't stop her children's school from involving the Department of Child and Family Services, which sent her a letter informing her that she was being investigated for child neglect. Okay, yes, that sounds severe, but is it not understanding if you're trying to run a school, and this is Chicago, and the children are waiting outside the school, they are vulnerable, and it is problematic, and to expect that parents actually show up on time, the idea that the calling Child and Family Services seems like an overreaction to the fact that your kids are late being picked up from school, you still have to have some sympathy, it seems to me, for the teachers and administrators who are running that kind of institution. On the movie docket, we're going to get to one of what is already one of the top grossing movies of all time. But it was just released a couple of weeks ago. I've now caught up with it. Avatar: The Way of Water, The Old Way with Nicolas Cage as a gunslinger who's trying to go straight, and On the Trail of Bigfoot, The Last Frontier. All of that coming up on the MedVed Show. Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily, and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, with maybe, just maybe, a little bit of let up in the rain that we have up here coming, maybe one hopes tomorrow, and with the Seahawks in a playoff game tomorrow, which they're not favored to win, but it's magical and wonderful that they're there. This is the first time ever that both the baseball team, the Mariners, and the football team, the Seahawks, are both in the same year in the playoffs, which means it's a great year for Seattle. But is it a great year for movies? Well, that's just started, and there are a number of new films that are under consideration and popular in 2023. Fanfare from Hollywood. Certainly the biggest movie in the country, the biggest movie in the world for the last couple of weeks has been Avatar: The Way of Water, which is the sequel. It's actually wrong to call it a sequel because it's the next in the series of what's going to be a total of at least 4 total Avatar films and probably more. This one had cost $250 million to make. And it's already earned back at the box office $1.75 billion worldwide. So it's a very successful film. And the story of the film features Sam Worthington and Zoe Saldana as a couple that you'll remember from the first Avatar film 13 years ago. He has actually gone over from being human to being part of the Na'vi, those blue people with tails who inhabit the interstellar moon of Pandora. And they, once again, are fighting evil human beings, some of them who take on Na'vi characteristics, led by the evil Colonel Quaritch, played by Stephen Lang. And they are fighting for their independence against the exploitive colonialists from Earth, known as the Sky People. Some of the movie sounds like this.
We cannot let you bring your war here.
Outcast, that's all they see.
I see.
The Way of Water connects all things.
This is our home!
I need you with me, and I need you to be strong.
Okay, it's a very watchable film because the effects are so brilliant, and the way they create the Na'vi, this other species, is fascinating, though the wagging tails are a little bit distracting and off-putting. The problem with the film, the reason it's not great or classic or epic, is the acting, such as it is melodramatic and not terribly subtle in any sense of the word, or convincing in terms of really creating characters. And the plot is one-dimensional and melodramatic, and it just follows along the good guys versus the bad guys. though it is a great film to look at. Special effects, the way they create all these strange forms of life, and the way they keep you engaged, it doesn't tire you too much, though the film is more than 3 hours long. It's rated PG-13 for all kinds of science fiction violence, which is stylized and never too disturbing. Again, forms of life that you see on screen, fascinating. 3 stars for Avatar: The Way of Water. Other big release this week that we're covering is an attempt to remake a classic Western. And in this one, there's even a familiar plot. Nicolas Cage plays a one-time brutal gunslinger who has married a beautiful young woman and decided to go straight, and he's become a shopkeeper in a Western town that's supposed to be Wyoming. It's actually shot in Montana. And in this film, which is called The Old Way, the locations are one of the strong points. And the problem that happens is there is a horrible crime against his family. And Nicolas Cage, as the main character, sets off with his daughter to try to seek revenge. Listen.
I want you to understand how good a woman your mama was. She took Colton Briggs, the coldest killer that I've ever met, and she turned him into a family man.
My mama's dead now.
Coming in one way or another.
Tell me the names of the men who did this.
As long as that little girl is alive, there's no room for vengeance.
You're protecting a killer.
From another killer.
Can you teach me how to shoot?
Both of you put your hands behind your back.
Now, Briggs.
Especially that Rossi.
Your father wants your gun.
I'll blow her brains all over this valley.
Briggs decides he's coming, Colton Briggs is coming.
Sound like he's the one who's scared.
My whole life I'd seen fear in the eyes of every man I ever met.
Okay, the fear here is that Nicolas Cage, who has done some wonderful work recently, the unthinkable weight of massive talent, unbearable weight of massive talent, which was his last film, which was a comedy with who he was playing himself, was genuinely funny. He seems like he's sleepwalking here. Honestly, sleepwalking or substance abused. But it's just not a character. It actually reminds me, we talked yesterday about this, Disney created audio animatronic figures who just talk and they move, but it's all robotic. And that's his lead role here, which doesn't help. The saving grace of the movie, if there is one, is Ryan Kiera Armstrong, who plays his daughter, who is spunky and effective and actually does give you some kind of character to go along with the two-dimensional plot. It's obviously an attempt to echo other classic Western films, and you can tick off the references and the echoes, but it doesn't make for a particularly absorbing experience. It is rated R for some extremely disturbing moments of brutality, and it deserves only 2 stars for The Old Way. It feels old and tired. Speaking of old and tired, there's a new film called On the Trail of Bigfoot, The Last Frontier. What's the last frontier? It's Alaska. And generally, most Bigfoot specialists haven't really considered Alaska. But this one puts together more than a dozen eyewitnesses who narrate their encounters with the big guy. Listen.
We were moose hunting, and I was probably going 2-3 miles an hour. We see this big bull moose just kind of charge out in front of us, and he literally ran through there and went into the tree line, kind of like right here, and just stopped. I take the flashlight, shine it over here, have the scope aimed at this thing, and I got just these big eyes. Sasquatches are certainly in Alaska, and they're certainly walking around, and they certainly leave footprints. They're going to be discovered eventually. They're absolutely real animals.
Okay, the movie doesn't convince you of that. And I actually tend to believe that the Sasquatch are real animals, but I don't know about this Alaska story. One of the things that the movie posits is that because the eyewitness accounts describe such different looking Bigfoot creatures, that there are several species up there. There are also a few scenes that are fairly striking where they have a stuntman dressed up in a Bigfoot suit, and the Bigfoot suits are pretty good, and some of that is shot cleverly. There are gorgeous locations of the Alaskan wilderness, but it's a lot to sit through. It feels much longer than the film really is. It is not rated officially, and it gets 2 stars on the Trail of Bigfoot, Last Frontier. No, it won't be the last. They're already planning follow-ups. This has actually been the 4th of the On the Trail of Bigfoot series. Coming up on Monday, we will be here. It is Martin Luther King Day, and there have been such profound changes in the way that we relate to this holiday and the way that it's observed. What do those changes mean? Are they a good and positive indication for the United States? We will talk about that Monday. We'll also talk about Kellyanne Conway, who says, yes, Donald Trump can win in 2024. But there's a catch. And speaking of catch, they caught some people during a traffic stop in western Colorado with cocaine and 60,000 fentanyl pills, enough to kill thousands and thousands of people. How did that happen? What does it mean? Where are we going? We'll talk about all of that during the Martin Luther King holiday coming up in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.